This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I am your host, Layla Mudin. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist here in New York. And after this coronavirus lockdown, as things start to ease, I'll be able to see you in the office again. Knock wood, hopefully soon. But in the meantime, I am available via phone. I've always been available for phone consultations. That has not changed. And I've had some new patients recently, too. I welcome any old returning patients and new patients. You can email to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com with any questions, topics of interest. Okay. Want to talk to you about, and this is coming right out of Natural Medicine Journal. This is a wonderful journal that I have the pleasure of receiving in my email box on an almost monthly basis. Very good medical journal. Sleep deprivation and Alzheimer's disease. And this is from Tina Kaskor and Carolyn Gazella. And the design and the objective of this about sleep deprivation and Alzheimer's is to determine the effects of one night of acute sleep deprivation on beta amyloid clearance in the human brain. Now, beta amyloid is a plaque that in Alzheimer's disease accumulates in the brain, and the brain is unable to get rid of, dispose of, to metabolize properly. Now, beta amyloid is part of the brain's metabolism, and in a healthy brain, it does clear correctly. But in an unhealthy brain, the beta amyloid tends to build up and form plaques. That's what we're talking about. So the design and the objective of this study was to determine the effects of one night of acute sleep deprivation on beta amyloid clearance in the human brain of healthy individuals using PET scans and FBB measurements. That's F-fluorobetamine measurements. A night of restful sleep was used as the baseline. Now, this was a small study, but important nonetheless. It was 20 healthy participants, 10 of them women, 10 of them men, with ages ranging from age 22 to 72. So 50-year age span. Now, the exclusion criteria included the following. In other words, they took 20 healthy participants and they excluded people who tested positive for drugs on a urine screen, for psychotropic drugs. They excluded people who had a history of alcohol or drug use disorders. They excluded anyone with past neurological psychiatric disorders or with evidence of cognitive impairment. They excluded individuals who have used psychoactive medications in the past month or who currently use prescription medications. They excluded anyone with medical conditions that may alter cerebral function, brain function. They excluded people with cardiovascular and metabolic diseases, and they excluded anyone with a history of head trauma. So they chose 20 healthy participants, ages 22 to 72, 10 of them women, 10 of them men. So all the participants completed two PET scan sessions using FBB to measure the beta amyloid burden, how much beta amyloid was present. FBB radiotracers bind to beta amyloid plaques, and that was the purpose of using the FBB measurement, because the radiotracer, FBB radiotracers bind to beta amyloid plaques. They were able to see if the plaques were present using FBB. The first scan was taken after a full night of restful sleep, and the second scan was taken at the same time after a night of sleep deprivation. The Pittsburgh Sleep Quality Index, that's PSQI. PSQI is the Pittsburgh Sleep Quality Index questionnaire, was used to assess sleep quality. And the PSQI analyzes self-reported sleep hours and other factors associated with sleep quality. Secondary measurements in mood were also evaluated via mood questionnaires that were gathered before, during, and after the PET scans. So the primary outcome measures were changes in the PET-FBB results after a night of restful sleep versus the changes in the PET-FBB results after a night of sleep deprivation. They compared the two nights. So what were the key findings? The PET-FBB images showed significantly higher uptake of FBB tracer in the right lateralized cluster. That's the hippocampal, the thalamic regions, the parahippocampal area of the brain in 19 of the 20 participants after sleep deprivation. So in 19 of the 20 participants, more FBB was uptaken in the right lateralized cluster of the brain. That area, which has the hippocampal, parahippocampal, thalamic regions, these are the areas responsible for memory. And because this tracer, this FBB, was uptaken, means there was beta amyloid plaque there. Just one night of acute sleep deprivation increased beta amyloid burden by 5%, specifically in brain regions that are associated with the development of Alzheimer's disease, for example, the hippocampus. The researchers speculate that the interruption of glymphatic clearance during sleep deprivation contributes to the beta amyloid accumulation. So, sleep deprivation interrupting glymphatic clearance contributing to the beta amyloid accumulation. Just one night of sleep deprivation, imagine that, increased the beta amyloid burden by 5% in the hippocampal region, the region responsible for memory. And not surprisingly, a worsening of mood was noted after the night of sleep deprivation. After one night of sleep deprivation, measures of alertness, energy, and happiness significantly decreased compared to baseline. So, what are the practice implications of this? The glymphatic system is a waste clearance pathway that detoxifies soluble proteins and metabolites from the central nervous system. So, it is essential, it is critical that the glymphatic system can work properly. It was first proposed as a distinct entity by Dr. Macon Nittergard and her colleagues in the year 2012. Through a series of rodent experiments, Nittergaard et al. Showed that solutes in the interstitial space of the brain are cleared by a perivascular system into the cerebrospinal fluid. They also demonstrated that beta amyloid, a potentially pathogenic protein involved in the amyloid plaques of Alzheimer's disease, is among the many soluble proteins cleared by the glymphatic system. The glymphatic system, a dedicated system that is analogous to the lymphatics of the body. Think of your lymphatic system. It is analogous to the lymphatic system of your body, is beginning to revolutionize our understanding of brain health and disease. Nittergaard and colleagues also showed that there is a massive increase in the exchange of solutes through the glymphatics during deep sleep. That deep sleep that we're talking about, the Delta IV waves, that deep sleep that European natural medicine tells us that deep sleep occurs between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. That deep sleep. There is a massive increase in the exchange of solutes through the glymphatics during this deep sleep phase. Sleep disturbance is well known to increase with age. In addition, the glymphatic system undergoes functional decline with age. Together, this combination may explain the increase in risk of Alzheimer's disease, dementia, and cognitive decline with aging and poor sleep. It stands to reason, right, why that would occur as we get older. In short, sleep deprivation suppresses glymphatic activity, and this leads to poor clearance of molecules in the interstitium of the brain. According to a 2015 review, quote, the sleep state is particularly conducive to convective fluid fluxes and thereby to clearance of metabolites. Very important for the metabolism of the brain. Thus, a major function of sleep appears to be that the glymphatic system is turned on and that the brain clears itself of neurotoxic waste products produced during wakefulness. It was previously thought that the blood-brain barrier transport was the only mechanism by which the brain cleared interstitial solutes such as beta amyloid and other waste proteins that accumulate in the brain. It now appears that the glymphatic system and the blood-brain barrier are complementary. The authors of a 2018 review that investigated how the blood-brain barrier and the glymphatic system interact note that, quote, disruption of these mechanisms can lead to protein accumulation and may initiate neurodegenerative disorders, for instance, beta amyloid accumulation and Alzheimer's disease. So in short, sleep deprivation suppresses glymphatic activity, and this leads to poorer clearance of molecules in the interstitium of the brain. So it becomes obvious that sleep is critical to brain detoxification. But we are also finding out it's not just the quantity of sleep that's important. It's also the type of sleep. Preliminary research suggests that specifically regarding glymphatic function, slow wave sleep is critical. Slow-wave sleep is the deepest phase of non-rapid eye movement, non-REM sleep, which is when dreaming takes place. REM sleep is when dreaming takes place. This type of sleep is also associated with enhanced memory consolidation. So that sleep that occurs, that deepest sleep, that slow-wave non-REM sleep that occurs between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. And towards the end of that, you may have some REM sleep, right? You may remember a dream or two if you wake up at 2:30 in the morning, for instance, right? Integrative practitioners have many tools to help deep sleep deprived patients. We do. In addition to addressing sleep disturbance, clinicians may want to consider supporting brain function directly as well. And supporting brain function can be done using a variety of integrative approaches. To date, however, there are no studies on the enhancement of glymphatic activity specifically using natural or prescriptive substances. That said, there are many natural agents with evidence that they improve cognition, memory, and focus. The following is a list of a few natural substances to consider supporting brain health. Citicoline increases neurotransmitter levels via its influence on brain phospholipids like phosphatidylcholine. Oh, we like phosphatidylcholine. Good for memory. So, a randomized placebo-controlled trial in 2015 demonstrated that it improved attention, increased psychomotor speed compared to placebo in male adolescents. In 2008, a study using magnetic resonance spectrometry demonstrated that citicoline supplementation, like phosphatidylcholine, produce significant changes in membrane phospholipids and increased beta nucleoside triphosphates largely as ATP in the brain. That's energy. ATP is our energy currency. So this is important. What else is important? Here are other natural substances for supporting brain health. Curcumin also has potential in improving cognitive function. A 2018 randomized, double-blind, two-group parallel design trial involving 46 adults aged 50 to 90 demonstrated that curcumin supplementation improved long-term memory, visual memory, and attention compared to placebo. So this is also very important. And testing of 30 participants in that study showed a significant decreased binding in the amygdala in this intervention group, which is important because this finding may be associated with dementia. In a 2016 randomized placebo-controlled double-blind study of curcumin, that's a mouthful, right? Of curcumin in community-dwelling older adults showed that while the placebo group had declines in cognitive measurements, the curcumin group had no declines. And of course, another natural substance critical for brain health, omega-3 fatty acids. They have also been shown to improve cognitive function. Indeed, a 2017 double-blind randomized control trial showed that omega-3 supplementation improved perceptual speed, space efficiency, working memory, and total basic cognitive aptitude test scores. A 2014 meta-analysis of 12 randomized control trials found that omega-3 fatty acids produced a significant reduction in cognitive decline rate compared to placebo. A 2015 meta-analysis found that DHA in particular, either alone or in combination with EPA, significantly improved episodic memory compared to placebo. Now, there are many other natural substances that have been shown to enhance memory or cognition, like ginkgo biloba, berries, American ginseng, vitamin E, vitamin K. In addition, vitamin deficiencies, including deficiencies of vitamin B12, vitamin C, are associated with poor brain function. So correcting deficiencies can be clinically important. So it's prudent for us as practitioners to focus on supporting overall brain health to help preserve and enhance cognition, memory, and focus among those who struggle with sleep disturbance. Many thanks to Natural Medical Journal and the authors Tina Kaczor and Catherine Gazella. Wonderful, wonderful synopsis of this article in Natural Medicine Journal. So sleep hygiene is important. Make sure the bedroom is cool enough for you to sleep in. For most people, it's between 60 and 68 degrees Fahrenheit. When the bedroom is too warm, we have trouble sleeping. Don't eat so close to bedtime. You want to sleep well with your body repair systems devoted to repair and to enhancing immunity, not digesting your food. Be sure you go to bed at a reasonable hour so that you're sleeping between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. That very critical slow wave sleep that is critical to the memory portions, the memory regions of the brain, the hippocampus, thalamic regions, the parahippocampus, all of that. Very, very important. Eat well so you can sleep well. Be careful of alcohol use. Alcohol robs sleep. Sugar can also rob sleep by causing low blood sugar during the night and causing us to wake up for no good reason. Keep all that in mind. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.